CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, you might as well go on downtown to work. There's no sense waiting around any longer for Mrs. Tenney. Obviously, she's not coming. I've lost her right in the middle of my spring house cleaning.
Look, honey, maybe she overslept. She's not going to let you down. She likes you.
Well, she doesn't like you.
Now, listen.
And I feel a little sad saying it, but at the moment, I don't like you very much either.
Oh, sweetheart. Now, come here.
Nothing. Look at this house. Furniture piled up all over, the rugs up, the curtains down, and I'll have to scrub all the floors and woodwork downstairs here myself without any help. And I've already had my hands in water so much this burn hasn't healed on my fingers.
Burn? I didn't know you'd burned yourself.
In the oven last week. One of those things you don't notice much at the time, then you have a scar for weeks.
Oh, honey, give me a hand. I'll kiss it and make it well.
It's covered up with a Band-Aid. You would like to kiss the Band-Aid.
All right, come here. Look, I'm not going off to work anyhow and leave you here mad at me, see? I am not going to budge a step out of this house until you kiss me and forgive me and tell me you love me madly.
Yeah, then I guess you'll be home all day, because I don't, at the moment, love you madly at all. If you're going to be home, maybe you'd like to scrub the woodwork in the dining room.
Now, look, I cannot help it if the government demands that we report the wages of any household help.
You didn't have to say anything to Mrs. Tenney, no. Not right in the middle of my spring house cleaning.
I did, too. Mental. That tax return has to be in by tomorrow night, don't you understand? Saturday, April 30th. Now, we got the tax figured out. We've got to have Mrs. Tenney's Social Security number. I don't know if she thinks the government is trying to find out her age or what's eating her, but we have to report her wages. We've got to do it, and Social Security taxes have to be paid, whether she likes the idea or not. Now, I've said that I would wait... This morning, I'd wait here to explain to Mrs. Penny the whole situation. Mrs. Tenney, the whole situation more thoroughly, and I will wait 10 more minutes.
Well, she's not coming. I've lost her.
Amos and Andy are as familiar on the American scene as ham and eggs, and just as tasty. CBS Radio sends them beaming your way once a weekday on this station. Sometime this evening, chances are they'll be knocking at your airwaves, set to open the doors to the Amos and Andy Music Hall for good, clean fun in great big doses. The latest doings of the Mystic Knights of the Sea, Andy Braun's newest attempted conquest, a word of caution by Amos, usually ignored by Andy, of course. It's all here every Monday through Friday, wrapped around a pleasing package of music and song. Now and then a guest star descends on the boys. You can always be sure of laughs aplenty when the Amos and Andy Music Hall is on the air. And, of course, the Amos and Andy Music Hall is on the air because the CBS Radio Network has the facilities to deliver it on a regular five-a-week schedule. Enjoy Amos and Andy weeknights on this affiliated station of CBS Radio.
Well, I'm just leaving. I can't wait any longer to speak to Mrs. Tenney.
No, I said before it was foolish to wait. She won't show up.
Yeah? Well, look, you better give me a phone number. I'll have to call her and get her Social Security number. We have to send it in that tax return either tonight or tomorrow.
Just a minute. Let me finish washing this window. I'll have to look for the number.
Look, I am sorry, darling. I mean, all this business ought to have left you holding the bag. I know. Couldn't you call an employment agency, maybe get somebody else to help?
No, I don't want someone new, and I'm spring house cleaning. I'm used to Mrs. Tenney. She cleans the way I do. We work just like a team. She takes pride in her work, and she really cleans as though it were her own house. I've had some who said, oh, I never wash windows, or I charge double if I have to do woodwork. Really, you just wonder sometimes about people.
Well, maybe you're too fussy.
I never ask anyone to do something I haven't done myself hundreds of times. No, the trouble is that doing housework is looked down upon. It's gotten a bad name. It's not glamorous. Yet millions of us housewives do it all the time, and I'm sure they would all agree with me it's the hardest job in the world. Furthermore, whether you men think so or not, It takes more intelligence than planning to do a good job of any kind of housework.
All right. For Pete's sake, I didn't say anything.
Well, I think it's time doing housework got the recognition it deserves.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just that I've got to get to the office, and you better get Mrs. Tenney's phone number and give it to me.
Hand me that towel. My hands are wet. You may say you agree with me, dear, but I have been house cleaning all week. Dead tired when you get home, and every night you've walked in and said, boy, is the place still a mess when you're nearly through. Now, that's all you've said is, oh, I were having the time of my life.
Well, I'm sorry. You're right. I didn't mean it quite that way, but
You know how it makes a wife feel? Sort of unnecessary. Apologetic. The way I feel when I have to fill out a form and it says occupation and I write housewife in little small dinky letters. As a matter of fact, what made me think of it, oh, I didn't tell you. Some time ago, I was downtown. I can't think what this was about, but I had to fill out a form. And this man was asking me, and when it came to occupation, he said, just a housewife.
Oh, well, honey, I'm sure he didn't mean anything, you know.
Well, it made me so mad. Afterwards, I was embarrassed, but I fairly yelled at him. I said, just a housewife, just a housewife. Which was bad enough, but the woman standing in back of me picked it up, and she said, yes, what do you mean, sir, just a housewife? And she started enumerating all we had to do, you know, day after day.
Oh, boy. That poor guy will be the last time he ever says that.
I'll bet it will.
How about Mrs. Tenney's phone number?
Yeah, I'm looking for her. I got a slip of paper here somewhere. She has a new number. What are you going to say to her?
Ask her for a Social Security number. Also, make it plain to her that she isn't going to be out any money. You know, I got to thinking about that when I woke up in the middle of the night. I don't think she understood that.
Understood what? Why won't she be out any money?
She kept saying if she did continue to work for you each week, she'd take it off the kitchen if I took money off her wages for the tax. Well, frankly, I didn't quite understand what she meant.
She said she'd take off the kitchen, meant she wouldn't clean it.
I know, but I mean, it was so darn silly. You women get the craziest ideas. And that certainly didn't make any sense. And it dawned on me that maybe she didn't understand that we're paying her tax as well.
We are? Well, you never said that to me either. She doesn't know that.
Oh, sure, for Pete's sake. I thought it was understood.
Why, no. I didn't know you'd do that, dear.
Well, why not? It's only $8 and something altogether for that she's supposed to pay, and we pay an equal amount. I mean, it's certainly worth $4 every 3 months or so, isn't it, for us to keep Mrs. Tenney happy?
Yes, but I meant I didn't know you'd do it. Even to keep Mrs. Tenney, darling, I'm not sure we should do something, you know, that isn't entirely on the up and up. You know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What if the tax department finds out?
Finds out what?
That we're paying Mrs. Tenney's Social Security taxes.
Well, the tax department doesn't care. I mean, what's the matter with you? Where have you been? Practically everybody does it.
Oh, I know. Elmer does and Myra.
Then where did you get the idea it was illegal?
Because both of them said to me in this sort of soft of voce tone, of course, I pay everything, you know, all the taxes. And they said it so furtively that I wondered if it was none of my business.
Yeah. You know, I think that's what I love about you, honestly.
Beautiful but dumb, huh?
No.
Well,
no,
dumb anyhow.
Well, I just bet.
Yeah. Is that the back door?
Yeah.
Mrs. Tenney?
Morning, Mrs. Piper. I'm real sorry I'm late, but my husband had a flat tire. We're on the boulevard, and I couldn't get to a phone to call you. Morning, Mrs. Piper.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Tenney. And listen, everything's fine.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Tenney. I wondered if you understood yesterday when I spoke to you about the Social Security tax return.
Now, Mr. Piper, as I told you, I don't like to let Miss Piper down, but if you're going to start talking about that...
Oh,
no,
it's all right.
You won't be out any money.
No. You see, we're paying all the tax, Mrs. Tenney. The tax on your wages is 3% of your earnings here in the last 3 months, and it only amounts to about $4, which we will pay in addition to putting in an equal amount as your employer.
So you have nothing to worry about,
yeah.
Mrs. Tenney.
I start in the upstairs hall, Mrs. Piper. I haven't done any of the woodwork up there.
Yeah, well, I will have to have your Social Security number, Mrs. Tenney. So
I won't be needing Social Security, Mr. Piper. And I don't care to talk about it anymore. Now, if you want me to start in the upstairs hall, Miss Piper?
Oh, yes. If you will, Mrs. Tenney. Thank you.
Take your raincoat, Mr. Piper. It looks like rain.
Oh, Mrs. Tenney.
Leave her alone. Don't you dare say another word.
Do you think it's possible she doesn't have a Social Security number? Where'd she used to work?
I don't know. Well, she never went out to work until about a year ago when her first husband died, and then she married this Mr. Tenney, and I guess he doesn't earn as much as her first husband did.
Well, it's pretty early in the morning, but I'm going to call Jack. Well, I bet lawyers get tired of handing out free legal advice.
Use the phone in the kitchen so Mrs. Tenney doesn't hear you.
Yes, I understand, Jack. Yeah, I do. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Hurry up, because Mrs. Tenney didn't have her usual 2 cups of coffee when she arrived, and she might come back down here any
Jack minute. Jack said it was possible that the reason Mrs. Tenney doesn't want us to report her wages is that she's not reporting it along with her husband's income on their regular income tax return. And if we report this, the tax department might find out about it.
Well, that's dishonest. And Mrs. Tenney is not dishonest.
Well, it's obvious she doesn't want us to report her wages.
Don't care. Mrs. Tenney would cut off her right arm before she... Wait a minute. You know, she's made such a fuss about her age, saying things like it'll be a long time before she's 62, and even then she won't need Social Security and all that, you know?
She's acted as though you and I and the government are trying to find out how old she is.
That's
she's worse than Aunt Effie.
You know what I think? I'll bet she is older than her new husband.
So what?
She doesn't want him to find out. Maybe it's only a year or two, even a matter of months, but you know how women are.
What's
sometimes.
That got to do with reporting her wages?
Silly, but... Well, if she doesn't have a Social Security number, as you said, it's probably because you have to give your age when you apply for one, wouldn't you think?
Yes, as I recall, you do have to give your correct age. So when you reach the age to get Social Security benefits, they'll know...
So that's the point. She doesn't want the government to start sending her money when she's 62. Then her husband would know how old she is. Oh, I don't know how I thought of it. I know I'm right.
But
I
the people...
know I am
look,
right.
Look, wait a minute. You don't just get Social Security when you're 62 or 65. You have to apply for it. If she doesn't apply for it when she's 62, the government isn't going to just start sending her the money.
They don't?
No.
Well, I didn't know it either. If she knew that, I'm sure everything would be fine. Oh, dear, how are we going to tell her tactfully without letting her know, you know, that we know
well, I'll tell you, I'll leave that to you. Your feminine intuition. Oh boy, you women. Well, I better get to work. I'll see you tonight. Oh, honey, look, hurry up with your house cleaning, will you? I just hate this mess.
You get out before I throw you out.
All right.
Goodbye, dear. I'll see you tonight.
Now, Paul Newman has an important word for all Americans.
This is Paul Newman speaking. It's a struggle being an actor in a free country. There are plenty of obstacles to overcome. But there's one thing an actor can be sure of. He's not just a propaganda tool, mouthing the government's party line. He's a free man. He can speak the truth. Actors behind the Iron Curtain in Russia's satellites do not enjoy such freedom. All material on radio, television, and on the stage is subject to rigid censorship by the government. 76 million people behind the Iron Curtain listen to Radio Free Europe for truthful news. Keep the truth on the air by contributing to Crusade for Freedom.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.